Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over there is Andy Baskin. Guardians last night, Andy, putting up runs, baby. Getting it done.
If you stuck around long enough, they were putting up runs.
If you stuck around long enough, they put up runs.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was 4-0. It felt like it was going to stick, didn't it? I thought 4-0 was going to stick for last night's game. I didn't get the feeling, but I do, you know, sometimes when it's warm out and, I mean, I hate to say it's that simple, but the ball loves to carry out of that place, and it did late in the game. What did we end up with? After the six, because they couldn't score in the first five innings, so they ended up with 4-6. Well, they ended all six runs after the six, but the problem was Toronto ended up with six runs after the six too. So
yes,
those first couple runs made a difference in the game. The starting pitching though over the last couple weeks has been good,
and been, you know, pretty darn good.
Yeah, so there is definitely reason for hope. I think especially after they left Sacramento, which still sounds weird for me to say. So I think there's some optimism here. I think
there's a reason, you know, Sacramento's not in their team name, though.
Yeah, that is weird. Why wouldn't they just call themselves Sacramento this year?
Because they're the Las Vegas Athletics.
I know.
Soon enough.
They have the Las Vegas patch on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although that could just be advertising like anybody else's.
It is. It's a Las Vegas logo.
Is it bad that a lot of people have started calling them Sackland?
Nice.
Not a bad idea.
Nice.
Not a bad idea at all.
Logan Allen last night was solid. I did not see the game last night. I was out and about.
I cannot wait to tell everyone what you were doing last night.
We'll get into that later. I went to Blossom. Saw James Taylor. But we'll get...
This guy, you think... years...
That's not the point of it.
Couldn't hang on to the tease for a second.
I've got a real big point about it.
I got to tell everybody, give him half the story.
We'll talk about it later on. But there were some things that happened last night that you're going to just...
I had people thinking Jeff was at like a men's club last night, or he was out
doing something he's not supposed to be.
What, you know, the Friars Club or the Elks Club? You can't go to that?
Elks.
Come on, man. The Poobah?
Moose.
Yeah. So some lodge? Why would you take it to that
going,
road?
Going back and
don't even know
watching
you
the extensive highlights. By the way, if you need to ever watch highlights of a game,
yeah,
MLB.com puts together extensive highlights of every major league game. You can go back and look and condense games, all kinds of stuff, which I did. And by the way, it was a pain in the you know what to see Andrés Giménez make a great play and Miles Straw come up with a big hit. And by golly, there's Ernie Clement coming through while a kid from Midview's on the mound.
Yeah, that was. I thought that
welcome
was cool.
Home,
I love
everybody.
That story.
Yeah, welcome home, everybody.
That's a good story.
The Eric Lauer story.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, even if he pitched for the other team, it doesn't.
Yeah. But wasn't it interesting that three of the position players for the Blue Jays were cast-offs from this team? And not that you needed to hang on to those guys, and I understand why they didn't. And Miles Straw and Andrés Giménez were hitting eighth and ninth in the lineup last night, but that's all right. Ernie Clement's done a really nice job for them. Remember, Ernie was here for a while,
mm-hmm.
Utility guy. During the age of utility guys here, and they seem to be continuing. Nonetheless, you put up a lot of runs. You didn't get the win. The bullpen failed you for the first time in a while. But when you see some offense out of this team, this is a bad thing, I think, because it's like, hey, some offense. How about that?
Maybe we don't need to fix everything. Wait a minute. They put six runs on the board.
That's all good.
If your starters have been holding them under four like they have for the last couple of weeks, that should be a win.
Here's the problem.
10?
You know, Lane Thomas went 2-for-4 last night.
Mm-hmm.
It raised his average to 165.
At least it's going up.
Lane,
be optimist.
Yeah. Terrific pickup last year. It worked for them, I think. And they just need him to get back from his injury and start finding that swing again. And that's okay. David Fry is your DH. David's coming back from his Tommy John surgery. He's not doing anything but DHing for you. So if he's only DHing, you need him to be productive. He's hitting 139. Didn't say 239. I said 139. And he's your DH, and he's hitting cleanup.
If you keep saying it, it'll go up. You can start adding the numbers together. That's like he's hitting 350 right now after this conversation.
Gabriel Arias, after his really nice start, has settled in about 228. Jonathan Rodriguez, the latest candidate to be the platoon against left-handed pitching, in right field, which makes no sense because Nolan Jones' career batting average against lefties is higher than it is against righties, is hitting 161. Is the answer sitting in Columbus right now, Andy? Is the answer Chase DeLauder? Is the answer C.J. Cephas?
Okay, so we keep talking about these guys.
Well, when do you give these guys a look?
It's soon. I mean, you're 9.5 back in the Central right now. And by the way, these games against the Blue Jays are important as far as the wild card is concerned. Because when you look at, and again, I know it's really early to start this stuff, but look, Toronto's they're 2.5 games up on the Guardians in the wild card spot. The Guards now drop back to 1.5 behind Seattle for that last wild card spot. And Tampa's on top of a 2.5 game lead on the rest of the bunch. So these are important games. And so if you're still trying to figure this out and you're not going to make a trade, why does it hurt to dip into Columbus and maybe give it a shot? I know last night, I caught a conversation on the Blue Jays TV network with Dan Schulman, just talking about what you hear here. It was weird.
Dan does a good job.
Yeah. Oh my God. That was like watching a network game last night.
He was a network guy.
And, I mean, they're so, that broadcast is so good.
Dan was ESPN.
They are so good.
Great job.
Talking about 4A hitters, and you know, we got a bunch of them. Yeah. And so, how do you break free of being just a dynamite hitter at the AAA level, and then
John Kenzie Noel,
not being able to perform at the same level against the pros? And then the conversation I thought was interesting is, what is the gap between a successful AAA pitcher and a successful major league hitter, and why is it so difficult for these hitters that kind of seem to be in like no man's land? There's a Greek mythology word I'm looking for, and I can't remember it.
All right, let me give you a couple of somethings, okay?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What is it called? I forget what that layer is called.
I don't know.
Underworld.
For whatever it's worth. And again, AAA is AAA. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you've been in AAA for a real long time, maybe you become that 4A kind of hitter. If you just get to AAA and you're doing okay, maybe you're on that path and you're zooming your way to the major leagues.
We know who that is. That's Cephas.
Last night, 12-0, Columbus beats Iowa. C.J. Cephas had a grand slam.
So in 306 for the month, he hit for this month.
You want more?
282.
You ready? One mm-hmm. more? Chase DeLauder went 2-for-3. He had a triple. DeLauder's hitting 312. Cephas is hitting 306. These guys are trending appropriately.
Oh, good answer.
They're in the right direction. And I just wonder, and you asked why. I think the reason why is this. I think they're still trying to sort out all of these guys that they have that they're playing in platoon situations. But the problem with that is I don't think the platoons are working very well.
Trending appropriately.
You have the pitching to win. This is the problem I'm having with this whole thing right now.
Ding, ding, ding. Say that again.
You have the pitching to win.
There it is.
And if you've watched Leighton Sciacca's last two outings, That to me kind of just doubles down on this rotation where you feel like you're
Luis Ortiz last time
you're
out.
A solid four starters right now. Solid.
Andy, you could say five.
I'm just going to be conservative.
Who are you leaving out? Logan Allen?
Yeah, that was the only one I was leaving out.
And he's been solid. I think Logan Allen's done a fine job.
Okay.
So, and remember, Shane Bieber, in theory, is coming back unless he's used in a trade.
Yeah, I mean, even Allen went 5 2/3 last night.
Well, he kept you in the game. He gave you a chance to win the game. That's what his job is. Give you a chance to win the game.
It's wasted time. This is what's happening. It's wasted time. And you remember yesterday, we were talking about Francona's last year where, you know, at the trade deadline, they were a game under 500. So I understand why the front office might be saying, what are we doing? But they were only a game back in the Central because the Central was weak that year. They need to get on a winning streak here. So just give me a nice 5-game winning streak. Can we do that? Is that asking too much? If your pitchers can remain consistent and give up less than 4 runs a game, do you think we can get to 4? Can we get to 5? And they've got to, the platoon thing just doesn't feel good. Like Ramirez and Kwan deserve better for what they're doing. Even Manzardo last night, I know he's hitting 220, but you know, 2 outs in the ninth, it's easy just to kind of lay down your bat and not give it full go. No, he hits a home run last night.
Now, though DeLauder is swinging the bat well, if you've watched Chase DeLauder's swing, and there are a lot of different ways to do it. You know, guys do different things. You know, Joe Morgan twitched his elbow like crazy. Carl Yastrzemski, Bobby Tolan held mm-hmm. the bat straight up in the air. No batting coach would tell you to do that kind of stuff. You know, guys do different things.
Pete Rose was flat, right?
Chase DeLauder has a really long swing. And you could even say he's got such, I don't know, launch angle swing, Dana? Best way to describe it?
Trying to lift.
I don't want to say loopy. I don't want to say he's got a big loop in his swing, but it looks like his swing is so long that he's got a loop in his swing. But guess what? He's hit with that. And guys hit in different ways. Hitting coaches would say, hey, you got to shorten up that swing a little bit. Except guess what? It works for him.
Works for Matt Olson.
Well, it works for a lot of guys.
Works for Adam LaRoche, who had one of the longest swings you'll ever see.
And son of Dave. King of Lalab, remember?
Yeah, one of our first closer, I remember, right?
Along with Victor Cruz back in the day. Mm-hmm. DeLauder has this long swing. Doesn't mean it can't work. It's got a long swing. Could major league pitchers like shred him because of that long swing? Maybe. Wouldn't you want to find out? I mean, I've always, in this organization, I think has always done a pretty good job. When a guy is hot, probably gives him the best opportunity to succeed at the major league level. If he's hot in AAA, probably want to bring up a guy when he's hot. Cephas is hot.
Is the guy to bring. Cephas has not cooled down.
DeLauder is hot. I don't know that you bring up both of them, but man, we just went over the batting averages of some of these guys that they're trotting out.
Are you worried, though, that you're going to put these guys on the 71 Express? Like, I'm a huge Cephas fan. About him since the beginning of the season, and I've had friends that when he was at Lake County that were like, "You got to see this guy." I know everyone's talking about this guy or that guy, but you know, Cephas is the guy you really need to keep your eye on. I was like, "Okay, all right, I will." So that
you may want to bring a guy up and have him stick, but there's nothing wrong with bouncing him back and forth a little bit. Jim Thome went back up and down numerous times.
If you could give me a bat like Jim Thome, I'm okay with
Gabe
that.
Gabe Arias went down last year, came back and earned a starting job this year, and he's in your starting lineup each and every night. I think it's time to get hot, and I have a plan that I think makes it easier.
A plan?
I do.
Wow.
I don't understand why this hasn't happened for this team. And it involves center field, and it's next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.